Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Let's review a couple of issues today. Start with our farm bill. I'm glad it's done. At least the Congress did accomplish something. And on the positive side, the legislation turns to crop insurance as a principal safety net and away from direct payments. My criticism of the bill is that I think it's too complicated and tries to do too much. And when the government does too much, markets can be distorted. There's been a lot of talk about the president's budget. Secretary of Defense Hagel's call for major reductions in troop strength resulted in a loud objection from some Republicans. We've been at war for more than a decade, resulting in thousands of our brave young men and women dying in a godforsaken foreign land. And for what? I feel so sad to watch our wounded warriors on television missing arms and legs. What did we accomplish? I doubt if we are any safer. And after spending billions, the countries are still dysfunctional. In case you didn't know, we spend $600 billion on our military every year, and that is more than the next 10 countries combined. China at $112 billion, Russia $68 billion. We spend 9 times more than Russia spends. We have troops stationed all over the world, 60,000 troops in South Korea, 40,000 troops in Europe. A good case can be made to reduce our military footprint. We've done it before. When the Soviet Union collapsed, we cut our military back under Presidents Bush and Clinton. Now that I have made the case for a more defensive military posture, we must consider whether Russia's invasion of Crimea, part of Ukraine, should change our strategy. And here's how I see the situation. Russia may continue to hold Crimea, and maybe peel off a little slice of the eastern side of Russian-speaking Ukraine. I hate to see this. I have traveled through Ukraine from top to bottom. Beautiful farmland, number 2 corn exporter in the world. But I don't expect that we will deploy our troops to stop Russia, nor should we. We don't have very much leverage. Economic sanctions could be used, but they won't change much. Let's accept the fact that we cannot manage the whole world. And with my time running out, I'll take up some new issues next week. And I am John Block from Washington.